night.
就连我们平常生活的范围里面，
even in our daily life,
的人心都开始变了。
People's hearts are changing.
当我们回到台湾去，看见人都追求股票，追求金钱。
When we went back to Taiwan, we see everyone was pursuing money.
我们在中国大陆的时候，不久前去，也发现大家也越来越开始追求这些。
And we found the same scenario in China also. People are pursuing money.
用尽方法要多赚点钱。
They try all means to make more money.
我去了几次中国大陆，这次终于有机会到了长城去。
This is the first time I went to the Great Wall in China.
那天我们三个同工。去看见那个这个什么长城刀削面还是什么，写7块钱人民币。
That day we went to a noodle shop and then they were selling us $7 per bowl.
所以我们就进去坐下来吃了。
So we went in and.
一坐进去，他来收钱，他说一个人10块钱。
But when the bill came, the person said the owner says $10 per person.
我们说你墙壁上那么大的一个字写7块钱。
But we say, but you put on the wall, the sign says $7.
他说那7块钱是给小孩子吃的。
But the store owner said, that's for the kids.
外面没有一个字写小孩子吃。
But they didn't mention that anywhere.
没办法，你只好给他10块钱。
But then you have no other way, you have to pay.
然后到了江南区，他们告诉我说，这个任何一片 CD 啊，光碟片。
Okay. When I went to Shanghai, and they say the CD.
不管是 Office 97, Windows 98, 不管什么 software, 任何一片8块人民币。
And they say, it doesn't matter if it's Office 98 or whatever Microsoft CD, it's $8 per CD.
要不要买几张啊？
Would you like to get some?
弟兄姊妹，你知道我去年暑假回台湾，这个狠下心来花了400多块人这个美金买了 Office 97.
You know, and last year when I went back to Taiwan, I spent $400 to buy Office 97.
不是我有钱。
It's not because I'm rich.
因为服饰上需要用，我必须买，但是400多块美金跟1块美金，你怎么比？
But then you know in China the same thing was being sold for $1.
他问我要不要买，我说我不会买的。
So when I was solicited, I said no, I wouldn't buy it.
就算我没有 Office 97，我也不会买。
Even if I don't have it, I wouldn't buy it.
弟兄姊妹，神今天在我们的身上。他把我们带到他的范围里面去。
Because today God has moved us into His realm.
因为在这个世界里面，这样子的事情司空见惯。
Because in this world, what I just mentioned is probably very common.
但是我们看见多少神的儿女们，当他们信了耶稣，归给耶稣。
But we have seen so many brothers and sisters once they believe in Christ.
他们生命起了何等奇妙的转变。
There's a significant change in their life.
那黑暗变为光明。
They have changed from darkness to light.
我这次在北京碰到一个姊妹啊，我们碰到一个姊妹姓何。
This time, we met a sister Ho.
那她是学 accounting 的。
And she's studying accounting.
那么她在这个，其实现在在国内很多人待业，工作不是很好找。
Actually, in China, there are a lot of unemployment.
所以呢，她自己成了基督徒以后。
So after she became Christian.
她就辞掉她的工作，因为她没有办法做假账。
She resigned from job because she could not make fraud on her book.
结果她开始找工作的时候，她发现这么困难，因为她一跟别人面谈，她就直接说，她说我是基督徒，我绝不做假账。
So she encountered such great difficulty searching for job because every time I interview, she says, I will not make fraud on my book.
所以每次当她这样讲的时候，人家就会跟她说门就在那边啊，或者说谢谢你。
So whenever she mentioned this, and then people would just show her the doors out.
所以她找得很辛苦，很辛苦。
So she has such hard time finding a job.
偶尔会有一个工作说，我们不做假账的，进来吧。
Occasionally there will be a company says, oh, we don't make fraud on our books. Come over.
那我猜，因为人家不晓得他是不是政府派来的啊，所以就雇了他以后呢，过一段时间发现他不是，还是叫他做假账。
But then after she worked for a while, then they start asking her to make fraud.
当老板一叫她做假账的时候，她就跟老板提出辞呈。她说：“对不起，我必须辞职。”
So whenever her boss asks her to make fraud on the books, then she will have to resign.
弟兄姊妹，刚刚信主的姊妹。
And you know she was just newly saved.
所以她遭受到很多的为难。
And she has such difficulty.
所以她来到教会也请教弟兄姊妹，我们到底该怎么办在这样的一个世界中。
So she came and consulted brothers and sisters what she should do.
弟兄姊妹为她祷告。
Brothers and sisters, pray for her.
那么神儿女们是为着神站住的。
Because we stand firm for God.
弟兄姊妹，过了不久，她后来找到一个外商投资的公司啊。
So then later she found a job that was invested by the foreign merchant.
真正不需要做假账, 她很高兴,
and she could just be honest at her job, and she's very grateful.
她被请进去的时候是被请进去当会计部的主任。
And when she was hired, she was actually a manager in the department.
当她一进去的时候，很多人就嫉妒她， 排挤她。
And when she started her job, many people envied her.
因为觉得她是一个直升机空降部队，他们在里面做了这么久还没升到主任，她进来就当主任。
Because she was a manager hired from outside, she was not promoted from inside.
所以他们跟她不合作，找她麻烦。
So people did not want to cooperate with her.
那么在她第一天上班的上任的时候，公司就会请他们。 就请这个新的主任帮他摆一桌，大家一起出去庆祝吃饭。So
on her first day of work, the company had a luncheon to welcome her.
他第一天就在众人的面前跟他们说他是基督徒，当众谢饭祷告。So
that day she announced that on the first day, first lunch, she announced she was Christian and she said grace.
然后他开始了一段很辛苦的路程，因为别人排挤他。
And thereon, she started a very difficult journey because people were envy her.
那么到了年底，公司发红利的时候
，at the year-end bonus time.
那年公司的这个红利不错，所以她是主任，她负责来发她这个组里面的人。
And since she was the manager, she was responsible to distribute the bonus.
她就把她的同事都叫来。So
she called all the people working in her department.
她说，因为我刚到这个单位不久。
And she says, because I just newly started my job.
我还没有到一整年。
Not even a year yet.
他说，所以我自己觉得我不应该来拿这个红利。
So I feel I'm not qualified to receive this bonus.
所以我把我所有的红利都分给你。
So I'll distribute my portion to all of you.
他自己一毛钱都没拿。
And she did not even take a penny.
那一天，所有的同事全部大受感动。
And that day, that moved every single one of her coworkers.
他们说，天上哪里有这样子的人？
And she says, and then they didn't think there would be such person exists in this world.
每一个当领导的，他负责控制这个红利，他自己都留最多的。
Because according to their experience, all their leaders would keep the most money.
一毛钱不留给了他们。
But she didn't keep any penny. She
distributed all. 所有的同事态度完全改观。
From there on, all their attitudes changed.
弟兄姊妹，当我们受浸归入基督的时候，
So when we are baptized into Christ,
它不是只是外面的一个仪式。
It's not just an outward ceremony.
讲到我们被主带到一个新的境界。
Because we're being brought to a new realm in Christ.
如果有人在基督里，他就是一个新造的人。
Anyone who's in Christ, he's a new creation.
New creation 是这个地上没有的。
It's a creation that doesn't exist in this world.
不认识神的人就说这些人是神经病，这些人有问题。
People who don't know God would say they're crazy lunatics.
但是在我们里面，因为有个新的生命，
but there's a new life in us.
但是因为我们被神带到了一个新的境界，
and also we're being brought one level higher.
我们里面有新的倾向，新的标准。
We have new standards and we have new inclination.
弟兄姊妹和朋友们，这都不是我们原来的自己。
This is not our old self.
也不是我们今天骄傲，我们比别人高了一等。
We're not bragging that we're better than others.
我们都是罪人。
We're all sinners.
我们都是污秽的罪人。
We're all filthy sinners.
而是因为耶稣爱我们，把一个全新的生命给了我们。
But Jesus loves us. He gives us a new life.
就当我们受浸归入他底下的时候，
So when we're baptized into His name,
我们不仅仅在这里承认我得了新生命，
Not only we admit that we have a new life,
我愿意把我的余生奉献在这个新生命的手中，
We're also willing to offer Him our new life.
弟兄姊妹，这叫做一个见证。
And that is a testimony.
从此以后，我归入主的名下。
From now on, I belong to Jesus.
不仅仅是一个范围的移转，
Not just we are transferred from to a different dominion.
也是一个主权的移转。
It is also our rule.
说到我们属于基督，
That we belong to Jesus.
我们从此归到圣父、圣子、圣灵的名下。
From now on, we belong to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
这个芝加哥公牛队的这个Michael Jordan 不打了。
After Michael Jordan resigned from Chicago Rams,
所以他们很多的明星都散掉了，对不对？
So all their a lot of players left also.
那个 Pippen 卖到 Houston 去了。
Pippen went to Houston.
不是 Pippen， 我说 I don't know. 卖到 Houston 去，我今年一个球赛都没有看到。
This year I didn't watch any game.
他被卖到 Houston 去了。
And he was sold to Houston.
Yes. 他的权转了，对不对？他的主权转到另外一个队去。
So he's
ownership.
Ownership. His thank you. His ownership was changed.
所以当他在球场上打球，他每进一分不是给公牛的，是给 Houston 的。
So every time he scores, he didn't score for the Rams, but for Houston.
弟兄姊妹，我们从今以后，我们的主权属于基督的。
From now on, our ownership belongs to Jesus.
我们在地上所有的生活，我们的主权归给了基督。
So everything we do belongs to Jesus.
你会说，我才不要归给他，我要自己管。
You say, I'd rather belong to myself. I don't want to be ruled by him.
所有的人都有主人。
But everyone has a master.
不是撒旦就是神。
If you don't belong to Satan, you belong to God.
不管你知道也好，不知道也好。
Whether you know it or not.
不管你承认也好，不承认也好。
Whether you admit it or not.
不管我们经历到了没有，没有经历到。
Whether you experienced it or not.
撒旦借着钱财，借着情欲，借着各样的事情，在这里奴隶人。
Satan is slaving us, ruling us through pleasures, through money.
一个人只有一个主。
Everyone has only one master.
不是侍奉神，就是侍奉马门。
You either serve God or you serve money.
所以你也许不承认你有在侍奉别人，但是弟兄姊妹或是朋友们。
You might not admit that you're serving others.
我们永远都在侍奉其中的一个。
We're always serving one of them.
所以借着受浸，我说我愿意归入圣父、圣子、圣灵的名下。
So through baptism, I announce that I'm willing to belong to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，这是讲到受浸的见证和宣告。
And that is the testimony and the announcement of baptism.
说到我们归给了基督了。
That we belong to Jesus.
那底下第二个最重要的意思讲到联合。
The second most important significance is the unity, the union.
讲到我们期待基督。
That we are clothed with Jesus.
因为我们里面生命上跟他联合。
Because we're united with him in our life.
所以我们外面的生活也就披戴着基督，像主自己的。
So that we clothe ourselves outwardly with Christ, we'll be like Christ.
所以他说一举一动有新生的样式。
So that we may live a new life.
以弗所书第四章说到我们要脱去旧人，然后穿上新人。
Ephesians chapter 4 says we will put down the new self and put on a new self.
所以我刚刚一开始的时候说到今天的聚会其实是一个安息聚会。
So today the meeting is actually a funeral.
就把众人都埋葬了。
That we bury everyone.
那我们从此以后活着的不再是我们。
So it is no longer I that lives.
其实你们不要觉得我讲这么不好听的话。
Don't think that I'm saying something so unlucky.
在你们这么喜乐的事情里面在这讲埋葬埋葬埋葬。
Don't think that, oh, this is such a joyful day and you keep on talking about funeral and burial.
啊，我比另外一个传道人好多了，你知道吗？
You know, I'm actually better than another pastor.
他有一次在他们那个村庄里面有人这个帮家人订棺材订太早了，结果那个人那个病人又好了，所以棺材没用。
In the pastor's village, there was one time the family prepared the coffin too early and then the patient actually was...recovered and he didn't need a coffin.
那天教会有受浸聚会，他就把人家的棺材借来放在教会讲台前面。
And that day, they had a baptismal meeting at church, so he just borrowed the coffin and put on the podium.
然后请那天要受浸的弟兄姊妹一个一个到前面来瞻仰仪容。
And that and then he asked all the brothers and sisters who will be baptized will come over and behold the coffin.
因为他在里面放了一面镜子。
He put a piece of mirror inside the coffin, so everyone who looked at it, it was like beholding the last look of the dead.
啊，所以不管谁受浸走过来往里面一看，原来我躺在里面。
So whoever is getting baptized will see himself in the coffin.
啊，今天准备要被埋的。
And then they are getting ready to be buried.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，埋葬是受浸里面很重要的一个意义。
This is a very important significance.
今天要完全了了，完全解决。
Today all things are done with, all dealt with.
所以你还有什么东西很想玩 很舍不得的最好受浸前赶快玩玩
So anything that you are not willing to give up but you still want to play hard before you get baptized
今天都要被埋掉的
Because everything would be buried
所以宋尚杰有一次讲到他口袋里面放了三件宝贝东西
One time Dr. Song when he was delivering a message there were three things in his pocket
他讲到一半他就从口袋拿起一个小小的棺材
So one time he brought a very small coffin from his pocket
那个棺材的盖子是活动的
And then the cover is automatic, it can be opened.
宋尚杰又活了。
And he says, Dr. Song is alive.
然后马上就嘣把他关起来。
And then he closed the coffin cover.
他说因为宋尚杰已经跟主死了，不应该起来的。
And he says, because I am already dead with Christ, I shouldn't rise again.
所以他用一个小小的棺材常常提醒自己，我已经跟基督死了。
So he used this small coffin to often remind himself that he is dead with Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹在客观的道理上面，我们容易接受这样子的一个教导，知道我死了。
Objectively, it's easy for us to accept that we are dead.
但是在主观上，我们麻烦就是我们进了棺材，常常跑出来的。
But yet, subjectively, we often come out of the coffin.
那个盖子一天到晚起来的。
We often just open the cover.
所以你不能借着一个棺材天天那样开啊关啊去提醒自己，对不对？
So you can't use a coffin to remind you all the time.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们却要常常提醒自己，我受尽是我已经跟基督已经死了，已经埋了。
But yet we really need to remind ourselves often that through baptism I'm dead with Christ.
死是一个最大的释放，在基督里的啊，大家不要误会了。
Because in Christ, death is the greatest relief and release.
因为海明威也写了一本书，叫做《午后死亡》。
Hemingway also wrote a book on Death Afternoon.
他说人生的痛苦根本没有 solution。
He says there's no solution to human pain in the world.
他说死亡是最好的解决方法。我绝对不是海明威，你们不要听啊。
And death is the best solution. I'm not Hemingway.
所以他因为他最后他自己也自杀死了，对不对
？We all know that he died. He killed himself.
但是我现在讲的是说在基督里的死。
But yet I'm talking about the death in Christ.
这是一个最大的释放。
This is the greatest freedom release.
这是一个最大的了结。
This is the greatest ending.
这是一个最大的祝福。
This is the greatest blessing also.
好，弟兄姊妹，在基督里面，我们跟基督一同死。
Because in Christ we die with Him.
我们从死里面起来的。
When we come out,
就不再是我们。
It is no longer us.
基督在我们里面活。
Christ that lives in us.
所以我们每一次去参加受浸聚会
Every time we attend a baptismal meeting,
每一次我们听见受浸的信息
Every time we hear the messages about baptism,
我希望对我们都是一个更深的提醒
We hope that it always reminds us
要知道我已经死了
That we are dead
真死了
Really dead
就脱离了所有的搅扰
We're free from all bothers
真死了
We really dead
脱离了一切劳苦愁烦
And we're free from all worries
真死了
When we are really dead,
脱离了一切罪恶、钱财、世界的诱惑和捆绑。
We're free from all the temptations and bondage of money and passions and pleasures.
所以主是借着死在这里释放我们。
So through death, we are freed by God.
所以在旧约圣经里面有三个预表，就说到用埋葬去解决旧照。
So in the Old Testament, God used three things to typify baptism.
一个是我们最近读的挪亚方舟，洪水临到全地。
The first one is the Noah's Ark and the flood.
彼得后书告诉我们的预表，这个水所表明的浸礼，表示受浸。
Peter tells us the flood symbolizes the baptism.
表示整个世界在神的眼中是一个旧的世界，神要通通除掉。
Because all the world is the old creation, and God wants to bury it.
格林多前书十章告诉我们，神的百姓在云里海里受洗归到摩西。
First Corinthians chapter 10 verse 2 says.People were baptized into Moses in cloud and in sea.
说到百姓过红海，预表受浸。
It talks about the Israelites when they crossed the Red Sea, they were baptized.
因为当初这一条红海是两个界限。
Because the Red Sea was the border.
一边是说到埃及，我们在那里受苦，被仇敌辖制。
One side was Egypt, where we were slaves.
但是另外一面说到神给我们的释放，要带我们进迦南美地。
And on the other side was the promised land that God wants to free us to go to.
当我们过红海的时候
，So when we cross the Red Sea,
表示整个世界在我们身上的捆绑跟仇敌在我们身上那个要压迫逼迫的那个权势，通通解决。
That means all the ruling powers of the world and enemies are done with.
一面讲到这个物质、钱财这些世界的诱惑在我们身上，神要为我们断掉。
On one hand, God will cut off all the temptations from the world and money.
另外一面说到仇敌在我们身上的攻击逼迫神要把它除掉
On the other hand God will free us from all the attacks of the enemy
所以法老和他的追兵那天全部被埋葬在红海的里面
So Pharaoh and all his armies were buried in the Red Sea
好我想从国内来的比较少有这样子的问题那在台湾有很多人身上都挂着一些那个庙里面去求福得到的一些符咒和一些牌子在身上。
A lot of people from Taiwan would know that people often in Taiwan wear some symbols that they get from the temples of idols.
那其实常常带着这些东西，仇敌的权势跟着在他的身上。
Actually, if you wear something from the idols, then the power of idol will be on you.
啊，常常都是先好，然后后来在我们在人身上有一些很强的瑕疵工作。
They often, at the beginning, they will bless you, and then later on, they will just rule over you and control your life.
我们知道有一个姊妹，她身上一直舍不得丢掉的一个东西。
We know of one sister. She has something that she was not willing to give up.
她是很亲爱的家人送给她的，舍不得丢掉。
Because it was a gift from her family, and she didn't
want
to throw away.
这个姊妹有一个问题，就是常常半夜做梦，梦到很可怕，就是噩梦。
But she has a problem. She often has very scary nightmares.
几乎一两天就有这样噩梦，吓到是非常可怕的噩梦。
About once every day or every two days, she will wake up from the nightmares.
有一天，她鼓足勇气跟我们讲。
And one day she came to us.
那天晚上，我跟念慈跟她说：“你愿不愿意把它 把它交出来。
That night, Nancy and I asked her, "Are you willing to give up that thing?"
她说她愿意舍得交出来，但是她不敢处理它。
She says she's willing, but she dare not handle it.
我说给我们。
So I asked that thing from her.
奉主的名祷告，我们把它给烧掉。
In the Lord's name, we burn it.
第二天早上碰到她，她说她昨天晚上睡得简直是好得不得了，从来没有这样子过。
The next morning, she told us she had such great sleep the night before.
以后这些问题没有来搅扰她。
And she was no longer bothered.
另外一个弟兄也是类似的情形。
There was another brother who was in the similar situation.
他常常听见声音在这里告诉他该做这个该做那个。
He often hear voices telling him to do this or that.
真正连开车都能够告诉他说你应该要娶谁做你的太太。
Even when he was driving, he would hear this voice telling him, he should marry some girl.
他能够从镜子里面看见那个人的样子。
And he could actually see, the girl's image in the mirror.
他能够在睡觉的时候自己的灵魂出窍飘起来到客厅去看报纸去。
And during his sleep, his spirit can rise up and go to the living room to read the newspaper.
回来以后第二天早上跑过去看果然报纸上写的就是这些东西。
And in the next morning, he will go to the living room and find the newspaper.
弟兄姊妹，仇敌在人的身上各式各样的权势。
There are all kinds of ruling powers of the enemy.
里面有不肯饶恕人的苦毒，也是仇敌的权势。
If you hold grudges or hatred, that's also the power of Satan.
里面对诱惑、钱财没有办法抗拒。
And if you are powerless when facing temptation.
弟兄姊妹，我们进到水里面，主为我们要断开一切的锁链。
When we go into the water, God will free us from all this.
所有埃及的追兵在红海的里面埋掉了。
All the armies that's pursuing us will be buried in the Red Sea.
我们可以奉主的名夸胜。
So that we can proclaim our victory in the name of Jesus.
第三个预表过约旦河。
The third type was to cross the Jordan River.
预表我这个人也被埋了。
That means my old self is also buried.
整个世界被埋了。
The whole world is buried.
这个世界是一个倒闭的银行，主叫我们不要再存钱进去了。
The world is like a bankrupt bank. God says, don't put any more of your investment in there.
整个仇敌的权势被埋在水里面。
Because the power of the enemy is being buried.
弟兄姊妹，连我们这个人旧人也要埋在水里面。
Even us, the old self, would be buried.
所以这是讲到与主同死。
And that is to die with Christ.
然后我们要一同复活。
Then we will be resurrected with him.
然后我们复活以后，一举一动能够有新生的样子。
And after we are resurrected, we will be like him and have a new life.
不仅仅这样子，我们被摆在一个基督的身体里面。
Not only so, we are also put into one body of Christ.
我们不是一个。
We are all one.
彼此切实相爱。
So we shall love one another.
我们彼此扶持。
We'll support one another.
我们彼此供应。
We'll supply one another.
我们彼此保护。
Protect one another.
弟兄姊妹，我们都在基督的身体。
Because we're all in the body of Christ.
主耶稣是我们的头。
Jesus Christ is our head.
我们是他的身体。
And we are his body.
元首一切的丰富和恩典都要流到我们。
All the abundance of the head will flow into us.
从此以后，我们属于他。
From now on, we belong to him.
从此以后，他负我们的责任。
From now on, he's responsible for us.
从此以后，他来带领我们。
And he will lead us.
从此以后，他在我们身上有主权。
And he will own us.
弟兄姊妹，那是太神圣的一件事了。
So holy and sacred.
所以实在不是只是外面的仪式。
So this is not just an outward ceremony.
弟兄姊妹，让我们都在主的面前感谢主。
Let's all thank him.
所以受浸的时机和条件。
About the timing and the qualification of being baptized.
你不要说我圣经没有读完一遍不敢受浸。
Don't say that. I haven't read the Bible once, so I'm not qualified to be baptized.
你不要说我很少来教会，我才来过几次，我不敢受浸。
Or say, I've only been to church several times. I'm not qualified.
受浸的条件只有一个。
There's only one qualification.
我们真正相信主重生得救的人都该受浸。
If we believe in Christ and we are born again, we shall be baptized.
只要我们真正里面有主的生命，因着重生得救，有了主的生命，就该受浸。
As long as we receive in faith the life of Christ, we shall be baptized.
所以在圣经里面好多的例子，当场听完3000个人受浸了。
So in many examples in the Bible, people were baptized the moment they believed.
使徒行传八章太腓力跟太监走一走，当场看见水，就是我们在这里受浸有何妨呢？当场受浸。
Acts chapter 8, Philip was talking to this eunuch.And then the eunuch asked to be baptized the moment he believed.
使徒行传十六章，保罗跟那个观察的禁足传了福音以后，当夜就为他们施浸。
In Acts chapter 16, Paul baptized the jailer the same night that they believed in Christ.
所以我们请弟兄姊妹，如果你已经重生得救还没有受浸的，今天看完以后，能够尽快决定受浸。
So I hope brothers and sisters who have believed that you will make your decision soon.
你就算到了水池旁边决定要下来 You are welcome
You're welcome to change your mind even up to the to the pool.
弟兄姊妹, 哎, 我们今天不仅仅为这14个人, 我们欢喜快乐,
we're not only rejoicing for these 14 brothers and sisters. We also should thank the Lord because we were baptized.
我们到今天还可以借着受浸来提醒我们, 我已经跟基督同进十字架,
today we can still be reminded that we have been dead, we have been buried with Christ.
我们不是在凭着自己去挣扎,
so it's no longer I that struggle to overcome.
主耶稣在我里面,
Christ is in me.
他替我死,
He died for me.
他要替我活,
and He will also live for me.
让我一举一动,
so that we may live a new life.
让我整个人生被牵到一个新的境界,
so that my whole life is being transferred into a new realm.
让我整个人有一个新的主,
that I have a new master.
让我整个人生的价值被提升到尊贵的价值,
so that my value is very, very holy and profound. Before closing, I will give you a testimony. I heard from my father several years ago.
我忘了打电话先问问有没有 copyright.
I forgot to get a copyright from my dad.
我记得我父亲以前讲说在山东有一个人叫做李正山。
There was a person in Shandong named Li Zhenshan.
他是一个土匪头子,
and he was the head of a bandit.
他做了很多的坏事,
he committed many, many crimes.
带着很多的喽啰做很多的坏事,
and he had many, many followers too.
后来人家讲到李正山, 就说李正山镇山东,
people were scared of him, and he was very famous in the district.
所以他有一次呢, 他带着几个喽啰呢, 在一个河边, 正好有基督徒, 有一个帐篷的聚会, 在里面聚会。
One time, he and his followers passed by the tent of a Christian meeting.
所以他叫他几个喽啰到后面去, 准备把里面人赶出来, 他站在门口里面, 站在那个大门口, 拿着大刀, 准备来一个, 砍一个。
And then he asked his followers to block all the exits, and he was holding a big knife. He was ready to kill everyone who comes out.
那天神的手一下子领到他。
That day, the hand of God touched him.
他突然一下子眼睛完全看不到,
he became blind all of a sudden.
一直叫应他帮助他,
so he cried out for help.
然后大声叫, 然后里面的人就出来了,
so he cried out and people came out.
所以他到传道人的面前, 啊, 他在主的面前悔改,
and he repented before the pastor.
传道人也为他祷告,
and the pastor prayed for him.
弟兄姊妹, 他那天在主面前痛哭悔改, 他得救了,
that day he wept and repented and he was saved.
他从前因为无恶不作, 成为一个这样子的一个土匪,
before he was a criminal.
他把他的父亲活活地气死,
and then he made his father so angry to death.
他的妈妈非常的伤心, 一直不肯承认他有这个儿子,
so his mother was so sorrowful that she would not admit that she has this son.
所以当他信主以后, 他就回到他妈妈家门外跪着,
so after he became a Christian, he went back to his mother's house and knelt outside of the house.
他昼夜跪在那里求他妈妈的饶恕,
day and night he was kneeling there asking for his mother's forgiveness.
我已经忘了他跪多久了,
I forgot how long he did that.
然后后来他的母亲原谅了他,
finally his mother forgave him.
弟兄姊妹, 这个人后来成为一个传道人, 他到处为主传福音,
later on he became a minister and he preached gospel everywhere.
他常常传福音的时候, 传到全身都是汗, 真的是整个心, 整个力量摆进去,
he often preached gospel so hard that he was sweat all over.
他后来改他的名字,
and he changed his name.
他心里面被主的爱折服, 他真想爱主, 这真是爱主,
because he was overpowered by the love of God, he wanted to love God so much.
他不好意思取名叫李爱主, 他觉得他自己不配,
and he thought he was not qualified to call himself loving the Lord.
所以他给自己取个名字叫李被爱, 是吧?
So he said he changed his name to being loved.
我印象中听说我父亲还听过他讲道啊, 讲到的是全身大汗, 真的是全力在这里希望人悔改接受耶稣。
And my father heard him preach before, and he always preached so hard.
因为只有耶稣能够改变我们。
Because only Jesus can change us.
只有耶稣能够让我们进到一个新的境界。
Only Jesus can bring us into a new realm.
只有基督能够提升我们整个人的价值。
Only Jesus can elevate us and give us value of life.
从一个杀人, 连母亲都不肯认的这样子的一个人, 而被提升到这么有价值的一个人生。
Even a murderer that's disowned by his mother can be elevated and be so valuable in the kingdom of God.
我们感谢主,
we praise God.
主耶稣的今天的救恩还在这里,
the salvation of God is still here.
让我们可以归给他,
so that we can belong to him.
让我们可以享受他,
we can enjoy him.
我们在唱刚才306首, 我们只唱第一节,
let's sing the hymn of 306 and just the first stanza.
唱完以后我们副歌再多唱一次, 诗歌306首,
Hymn 306.
我的为耶稣希望能诞生，所有的一切都求他喜悦，从平的日再向他走顺，这是